Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. We're very proud and very happy and just, you know, thrilled to be on the air on our flagship station in Los Angeles, KFI, and all of the radio stations that have signed on with the Phil Henry Show. And one of the great people involved in getting our program syndicated is David Hall. We have him on the line from his office in Pasadena. And wanted to talk to him about some ideas that you have, David, I guess, for the show.
Yeah, it's more or less show ideas that I've got, Phil, and a way that I could cross-promote you and the Dr. Laura Schlesinger show. Because, as you know, at least in some of the cities that you are on, some of the radio stations, you and Dr. Laura are on some of the same stations, and in some instances you're on opposite each other on different stations. But what we want to do is do some cross promotion. And
now let me tell people, you and I haven't talked about this.
No, we have not talked about it. You were gracious enough to let me come on your program, Phil, and talk about this now. But I want you to consider this, Phil, because we're very excited about this kind of cross-promotion.
So when you say cross-promote, is do I go on her show?
No, what we would do is for 1 hour of your show a day, you take advice calls, you become the Dr. Phil show.
Well, I'm not a doctor.
Okay, hold on. Neither is she. It doesn't make any difference. You're the Dr. Phil show. You take advice from people, and you give them advice, okay? Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Are you serious about
it? Yes, I am. If you hear what I've got to say, I think you'll like this.
Well, what does she do?
For an hour a day, just listen to me and don't ask so many questions, all right? Okay, Phil?
I'm sorry.
All right. What you're doing is you're asking a lot of questions, and you won't allow me to say what I got to say. For an hour a day, she does character voices, and she makes up fake phone calls, and she does shtick. And what that'll do...
Dr. Laura is going to... How are you going to have...
Oh, wait a second.
Why is she going to do voices?
We want to get some of the laughs going on her show and get some of the male audience. And on your show, we want to tone it down into something a little bit more serious to get the women. So what we want to do is have you take advice calls and take mentally disturbed people or whatever the hell she does, and you tell them how it's going to be okay, and that gets the chicks to call, and then it gets the women, excuse me. But
this has been a long day for you, man.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Okay.
And then she does voices, and she does shtick, and that gets men. Now, I know...
David, it'll never go.
I know that it is very daring.
It'll never go.
I know that it's very daring, but it is brilliant, and I didn't make my name as one of the great programmers in talk radio just playing it safe, okay? Phil, I've already discussed this with her. She's seeing a vocal coach. She's developing some very interesting characters. She does a fantastic Jack Nicholson impression. She is.
You're telling me Dr. Laura has gone to a voice coach and is now doing character voices?
Yes, and your audience will be very happy to know this because I think this is fantastic. Dr. Laura appears in the forthcoming Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. She does the voice of Bullwinkle. June Foray does the voice.
June Foray does Rocky.
That's right. The great June Foray, one of the brilliant voice actresses of all time, does the Rocky voice. Dr. Laura Schlesinger is doing the voice of Bullwinkle.
Now, all right, can I jump in for a second?
Go ahead.
I think it's crazy to ask me to do something that I'm not familiar with. It's crazy to ask her to do something she's not familiar with. I don't think cross-promoting the show, okay?
You know what really bothers me about you is this negativity that I keep getting from you. I have got a way in which we can cross-promote females into your audience and males into her audience, and the first thing you say to me is you don't think it'll work. Now, I want you to give the phone number out, and then I want to discuss...
Okay, I'm going to give the phone number, but let me...
Then I want to discuss how I'd like to implement this. Now, go ahead.
1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall is the Vice President of Syndication for our show. has come up with the idea that for an hour a day, I do psychology calls, and for an hour a day on her show, Dr. Laura does comedy. He says that she... You're telling me that she's in the new Rocking Bullwinkle.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Well, if that's the... You know, my entire life I've tried to do voiceover work, and I've tried to get that kind of work.
I know you have. And I guess you're depressed now, right?
I'm a little jealous, yeah.
Yeah, a little jealous. You see, that's the kind of pro she is. That's how good she is. That's how good she is, Phil.
Well, I, you know, if somebody would have given me the opportunity to be in the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie, if someone...
Nobody gave her the opportunity. I asked her to start doing character voices on her show. She said, yes, David, whatever you want. And she got so good at it, she got hired for the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie.
And she's doing Bullwinkle.
Yes. She's got a Jack Nicholson impression that she does. She's done some terrific voices. She does a Larry King. I'll tell you why she got the part. She's Dr. Laura, and she kicks ass. And I've been trying to get you to do the same thing. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Phil?
Yeah, I understand. I just don't know how it's going to work.
We're going to make it work. Why don't you tell people right now that you're taking calls on psychology?
David.
Just tell people you're taking psychology calls.
Well, what do you mean I'm taking psychology?
Tell them that you want calls from people. You know, I'm really going to start getting angry.
You want me to have people call in with their moral dilemmas, is that it?
With their moral dilemmas. That's what I want. Have them call. Go, do it. Do it!
Hi.
Call yourself Dr. Phil and go.
I'm Dr. Phil. Please call if you have a moral dilemma at 1-800-449-8686. I mean...
And then they'll call in and they'll tell you and then you give advice.
I don't have any credentials. I don't have...
All you got to do is wing it. That's all those people do anyway. Just do it. Look, she does voices, and she's already in the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie. You, I asked to do a psychology hour, and you're panicking. It's really sad, Phil, to watch you disintegrate like this. Now do it.
I'm Dr. Phil. Call us up at 1-800-449-8686. I'll take your moral... What is it called?
Moral dilemmas.
I'll take your moral dilemma, and... give me a call, Mike, if you get any people on there.
Tell an anecdote about your life and the morality of your life.
David, I don't think it's fair that you embarrass me.
Tell an anecdote about your life and the morals in your life. That's what she does before she gets a call. Hello?
Yes, okay. My father, my family...
Yeah, talk about your dad. I heard you call him a bum the other day. Go ahead. Go with that.
It's really very painful.
Go with it!
My father died 13 years ago this October, and I was there to see him die. And what? What do you want me to say?
What about the thing when he was in the box?
When we had him cremated?
Yeah.
We cremated my dad. I had him in a box in the back of my truck for 3 days before the funeral. I mean...
Well, the way you told it originally was funnier. Henry had his old man in a box for 3 days. Weren't you golfing or something?
Yeah, I went golfing.
Yeah, and every time he went in to get his clubs, he'd spill a little bit of his dad. Isn't that what you said? Isn't that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said. Okay, we have a phone call now from a lady in Los Angeles. Hi, you're on with Dr. Phil.
Yes, Phil, I'm hearing this man put you through all kinds of hell, and I don't think it is right, but I called up with a moral question, and I would ask Mr. Hall, if you have the ability to be polite enough, maybe you too could answer this question. Because,
well, I don't understand. What am I doing wrong?
I think what you're doing is wrong because you're embarrassing this man. You are making him nervous. You are treating him like garbage. And
lady, I know exactly what I'm doing with my employee. Okay, now did you have a...
You will not interrupt me. I had a moral question I will ask Phil, and if you have the courage to answer it, then you can answer it too.
This isn't about me. This is about Phil.
If you have the courage to answer it, you will answer it too. Are you?
This is about the Phil...
Go ahead, ma'am. Ask me the question.
I'm asking this man, Mr. Hall...
Yes, I'll answer it.
All right, here is my question. I am currently seeing a man, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I am currently seeing a man. He is not of the same religion as me. Am I morally obligated to try and convert him, or should I stop seeing him altogether? Am I morally obligated to stop having sex with him, even though we're not of the same faith?
What faith are you?
That doesn't make any difference. You don't have, would you shut your mouth and let the man answer?
Okay, hold on for a minute. What faith? Okay, are you Protestant?
Yes, I am Baptist.
And what is his religion?
He is Roman Catholic. There's your moral dilemma. Does she stop going to bed with him?
Excuse me.
Come on!
All right, no, you don't. You keep loving him, and because that's for the best.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think I should stop seeing him or having sex with him?
No, ma'am. Because you're of two different faiths, I don't think so. Although I will tell you this, that two faith families never seem to work. I mean, you got one person going to one church, another person going to another church, one person doing this, another person doing that. I don't think they ever work. So
that's good. That's controversial. Why?
Well,
I will tell you, I love this man very much.
Well, I just think, for instance, a marriage between a practicing Jewish person and a practicing Catholic could only be failure because the one person goes to one church, the other person goes to the other, and they don't even have Christmas or Hanukkah or anything like that, you know? So I don't think it'll work.
So you don't think that I should continue seeing this man?
I don't think that there's going to be long-term success.
Mm-hmm. That was good, Phil. Well, Phil, I called in with a question. I'm not going to take your advice.
Well, you don't have to take my advice. That was just, I'm not even a doctor, ma'am, okay?
No, I heard the man beating you up. I understand that. I would simply say thank you very much. No, but that advice was good. That's good. I mean, that'll get the people, you know, thinking that you got brains, that you know what you're doing. Did you listen to Dr. Laura?
Look it, man.
Are you getting your advice from her?
No, I'm not. I'm doing this because you forced me into it. That's why am I getting my advice from her? No, I'm doing it because you forced me into it. All right.
Well, Phil, I'm going to go now, and I'm going to pray for this man, Mr. Hall, because he sounds like an ass. Is she gone?
Yes, she's gone. And I got to take a break.
Take your break. You're doing good. Call in now if you got a moral dilemma. Phil Henry is going to help you. And if you want to hear shtick, Dr. Laura's going to do an hour of it on her show tomorrow. And don't miss her in the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie.
Now, all right, hold on for a minute. Would you double-check that, Mike? David claims that Dr. Lore is doing the voice of Bullwinkle in the new movie. I want that double-checked. Because if he's going to hit me with that, I want to know what it is, okay? 1-800-449-8686, because you know that I've always wanted to do cartoon voices that I get a great kick out of doing King of the Hill. And I'm not saying Dr. Lore, if she's doing Bullwinkle and Rocky, good for her. But I think maybe I could have gotten a call before. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I got hit with, you know, in my experience, getting hit.
You didn't get hit with anything, Phil.
Hold on for a minute. Let me finish, okay, if you don't mind. David Hall, our vice president of syndication, you got me doing an hour of moral dilemmas, and you got Dr. Laura doing an hour of doing goofy voices on the radio. Is that it?
And you heard what I said, and so far it's going over pretty well. The problem with you, and the reason why you fail where Dr. Laura succeeds, is you're too scared to take a chance. And you,
I can't do moral dilemmas.
Phil, I'm going to tell you this, and I mean this very seriously now, okay? All kidding aside, if you continue to argue with me, I'm going to pull you off the air. Do you understand that? You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me.
David, do you hear?
If you continue to argue with me, just do the moral dilemmas. And I can tell you're a little bit jealous. And
I'm not jealous of anything.
No, you're a little bit jealous because Dr. Laura's doing the voice of Bullwinkle in the new movie. I'll put Laura in your time slot. Now, take a call.
I'm not qualified.
Take a phone call. Nobody's qualified. It's radio. Take a call.
Wichita, you're on the Dr. Phil show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that Mr. Hall?
My name's David
the
David
radio
Hall.
Station.
I'm David Hall, ma'am.
Huh?
I'm David G. Hall.
Well, you're embarrassing the radio station. If you're going to do something like this, you need to do it in the privacy, not on freaking radio.
Wait a second. Phil said to me it was all right to come on his program tonight. And to...
I didn't know you were going to ask me to do the Dr. Laura show.
Wait, I'm talking to the lady, not you, am I?
I did.
Am I talking to you or to the lady?
You're talking to the lady.
Then shut up and let me talk to the lady. I asked Phil to come on his program this evening, ma'am, and try a programming experiment. I didn't know that he was going to assault me. He's assaulting me with all of his misgivings.
He's assaulting you. You're assaulting him.
This is his show.
He's doing a very good show. He did a very good show all day today.
Wait a second.
This is your first time that I am so angry.
Wait a minute. I asked him to come on the air and do an hour of all that psychological stuff because women like... You're a woman, right? You
no
like
No one
it.
Needs any more psychological stuff.
To answer, you do you have a moral dilemma, ma'am?
No, I do not. I do have a moral dilemma. It's you.
Oh.
Because you are very much embarrassing him.
Okay, present that as a moral dilemma to Phil.
David, please, okay?
You are embarrassing him.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Did I just hear Phil Henry's voice? You know,
I think I heard a radio person.
But yeah, thank you.
Wait.
He's just getting under my skin, and you know
ma'am,
what? If he continues this, I'm not going to listen to your show anymore.
Thank you, David. So she's leaving now.
I didn't force her off the show. I'm trying to get more women to listen by having
moral dilemmas.
You're not going
to get more people listening to it.
Have you seen the Bullwinkle movie? Hello? God.
What do you mean, have you seen the Bullwinkle movie?
Because Dr. Laura's in it. That's going to get more women to listen to it.
Oh, good,
you're laughing. You're lightening up. I like it. You there?
Yeah.
Then start doing the psychological stuff.
1-800-449-8686. Call in if you have a psychological...
A moral dilemma. And cross-promote Dr. Laura.
And don't miss the Dr. Laura show. She does the voices of Bullwinkle and Jack Nicholson really well.
On the last hour of her show. Phone number.
1-800-449-8686.
Call.
I know, David.
Then do it. What do I got to prompt you for?
Here is Hollywood, Florida on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I listen to the Dr. Laura Show quite often.
Yes.
And I know that there are serious issues that these callers have.
You got it.
And I think you're making light of them.
No, I'm not, ma'am. I'm asking Phil to deal with it so he can get some of the women that listen to Dr. Laura to...
You're not going to get any women to listen to me because I'm asking for moral dilemmas.
But
I'm not qualified.
Phil is a guy, first of all, and he's going to be very biased about some of these issues.
Oh, I see. And a woman is never biased.
He was telling that earlier caller to stay with the man, didn't he?
What was that?
What was his advice to that earlier caller?
Oh, who, that lady?
I said for her to not be with the guy if he's a different faith.
Yeah, there you go.
What did he have to back that up? His own gut feeling?
What's Dr. Laura got to back it up? This is radio, lady. We got nothing to back up anything. I want him to get more of you women to call in. And
that was really nice.
What?
The broad thing.
Just to get what? Got a problem? What are you doing? Have you got Tourette's?
Get
you women to call in. Come on, give him a moral dilemma. Let's go.
Ma'am, you don't have to give me a moral dilemma.
I said give him a moral dilemma.
What is matter of
give
fact.
Him a, there you go. Go ahead.
All right. I happen to be seeing this man that likes to dress up in ladies' underwear. Now, I don't know what to do. I'm in love with him. What do you recommend, Phil? Now, that's a serious issue.
Does it bother you?
I guess it does bother, yeah.
Well, what bothers you about it?
It's abnormal to me.
Look, here, as long as he ain't wearing yours on his head, I say go for it. Is he wearing yours on his head?
Okay, I have to go now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do, too.
All right, thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, Vice President of Programming, is on the line with us. And we're taking moral dilemmas from people because that is the experiment. I'm taking moral dilemmas. Dr. Laura is going to do character voices on her show, as well as appear, it's my understanding, she's appearing in the Bullwinkle movie as Bullwinkle. We have a call, David.
Is it a moral dilemma?
Yes.
Go to it.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, sir. I've got a moral dilemma that I wanted to bring to your attention, and I want to speak to you, sir, and not to the obnoxious program manager.
Yes, sir.
My daughter, I forced my daughter to have an abortion 2 years ago, and she did it, but now I'm having second thoughts that maybe I shouldn't have told her to have the abortion. So my question is, what should I do about it? By the way, she's in a mental institution, and my religion dictates that I can't have anything to do with a baby killer.
Boy, that's a good one.
Man, that is... You forced your daughter to have an abortion, then you changed your mind. That put her in a mental institution.
Yes.
And you don't want to have anything to do with a baby killer.
That's correct.
Well, since you forced her into having the abortion, I would think that you'd...
Wait a second. Are you one of those left-leaning pro-choice people?
Sir, you said that you...
Because I don't want you preaching at me with your pro-choice. I'm pro-life. I believe in giving a child a chance. My daughter butchered up a child, my grandchild.
But wait a second. You're the one who said that she should have the abortion.
That's my moral dilemma, yes.
Well...
Why don't you take another call? Maybe they can help out.
Let me go to a phone call here in Philadelphia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Well, that's my moral dilemma is that my daughter had an abortion.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
I just heard the most obnoxious thing that I ever heard in my life.
Yes, dear.
How could this station
permit
something like that to go on the air?
My daughter had an abortion.
He's either sick, drunk, or on drugs.
Who's drunk, ma'am?
Mr. Hall?
Yes, this is David Hall.
You are the most obnoxious person I ever heard on radio.
Ma'am, what did I do? I'm just trying to get...
What did you do?
Yeah.
You were disgusting. That's what you did.
All I said was...
How did this station ever permit you to do what you just did on the air?
My moral dilemma is my daughter had an abortion...
Yeah.
...which I forced her into having. Yeah. And
you forced your own daughter into having a...
Why don't you talk to the old lady in Philadelphia?
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you? Oh, you don't like the show?
Phil?
Well,
I want to know, should I visit my daughter in the nut house?
Yes, you should visit your daughter in the nut house. The lady in Philadelphia, I guess turn the radio off is the best thing.
That's good, Phil. You're dealing with two moral dilemmas at once. You're great.
No, don't believe him, Phil.
Hey, is this a man or a woman, by the way?
It's a woman.
Okay, great.
This man is the most obnoxious thing I ever heard on radio.
Have you heard the Rocky and Bullwinkle show?
I heard you. That was enough. As far as Dr. Laura, leave her alone. She's doing okay.
She's doing great, and she does the voice of Bullwinkle.
How did this station ever permit you to do what you just did on radio?
You sounds like I caught a fart or something. What did I do?
What'd you do?
Yeah.
You were the most obnoxious person I ever heard.
I'm just telling Henry that...
Look at David.
Would you shut up while I'm talking to her?
Yeah, I don't think that you should carry on that way.
David, I don't think you should carry...
Shut up while I'm talking to him.
No, and don't tell him to shut up. You shut up.
No, he should shut up because he works for me.
David, I don't think...
I said to shut up, Henry.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the lady. You shut up.
I hope he gets a new boss.
No, I am my own boss.
I hope he gets a new one.
I hope you get a new one too, dear. This one made out of plastic. So what the hell is this old boy bag talking about anyway?
Well, she just hung up on us, okay?
Should my daughter have an abortion?
Will you get out of here? All of you, get out of here. Driving me goofy. Guy won't visit his daughter in the nut bin because she had an abortion, even though he told her to go and have it, but he's changed his mind. He's now born again. Then I got nutcase number two over here. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I've been told by Program Director, Vice President of Syndication, David G. Hall, to do an hour of moral dilemmas the way Dr. Laura does them, and he apparently has told her to do character voices to the point where she's gotten so good she does a Jack Nicholson impression and Bullwinkle the Moose. Now, am I jealous of the fact that she got a shot in the new Rocky and Bullwinkle movie?
Yes.
Do I think that it's... Do I feel badly toward Laura that she... No. Do I wish that I had it? Yes. Do I wish she didn't? No. It's not a personal thing. It's just that... I guess I'm just no good at this moral dilemma thing, man. That's all I'm trying to say, and that's all I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. I guess you got to help me out.
Yeah, I got to help you out. Breaking down like a baby. I didn't get to do the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie. Take a phone call.
Denver, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I turned to listen to this show, and I couldn't believe when I started hearing you.
Oh,
harassment.
Boy, here we go. Hello?
Hello?
What can we do for you, ma'am?
I just want to know why you're harassing this man.
Because
he has a good show,
he
and
works
you're harassing
for me.
Him.
He works for me, okay?
It don't matter who he works for. You don't have the right to do stuff like
I'll
that.
I'll tell him what to do. When I tell him to jump, all he has to ask is how high.
I had bosses before that did that. And
you had
it's
bosses
called
before?
Immoral and indecent.
How long have you been unemployed?
Ever since I got multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, see, you got multiple sclerosis from backsassing your boss. If you
no, that's not why
them,
you get it.
You wouldn't have got the disease.
What are you talking about, David?
Shut up, Phil. Are you there? In Denver? She hung up.
What are you talking about? She got multiple sclerosis from backsassing her boss.
That's probably why.
Okay, well, I got to go now, okay? And thank you very much.
You're not going to hang up on me. Why?
That's exactly what I did. I hung up on you. I got rid of you. You suck. Anyway, we're not going to be doing any moral dilemmas, and I'm very sorry that... let's take this final phone call, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, my daughter had an abortion, and I was...
Will you get out of here? And, just like that. There you go. Okay, let's get back to talking about wine or something. Hey, we were talking about Annie Green Springs. Got a guy on the line here who wants to talk about sangria. That's interesting. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I said I wanted to talk about sangria. I really want to talk about my daughter having an abortion. I was just...
Okay. I guess we won't take any more phone calls. One final one that's been hanging on. Hi, you're on the...
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
All right. That's it. Thank you very much for all of your indulgences and your prayers. I would appreciate a rosary or a novena. It would be really nice. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We broadcast live each and every day, 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 on the East Coast. I'm going to go home and dig a big hole and jump in it. I ain't doing no moral dilemmas as far as I know. However, you know, go see the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie. Dr. Laura's in it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget about the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry here on the Phil Hendry Show. There is a film out. I got the soundtrack to it called Grass. And the reason why I'm just going to kill some time here to the end of the show talking about this, the soundtrack to this film, Grass, that is narrated by Woody Harrelson. And what an interesting man he must be with his father on death row or something. Doesn't he have a dad who's was up for manslaughter or murdering a judge or something? Yeah, Woody Harrelson's old man is in the joint. And there's Woody running around the country campaigning for legalized weed, and good actor, and just kind of a fascinating life this guy has. He's got his family following him everywhere, you know? I mean, at least the family, you know, the bad crap that his old man has pulled, or allegedly has. So anyway, he's narrating this film that is about weed. It's called Grass. It ain't called Weed, it's called Grass. Music from and inspired by the motion picture. The soundtrack to the much-anticipated documentary by Ron Mann includes audio excerpts from government propaganda films and liner notes by Ron Mann, Woody Harrelson, who narrates the film, and Keith Straub of Normal, National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Boy, they've been around a long time, haven't they, Normal? Have they reformed any marijuana laws, to your knowledge? Well, the medical marijuana, they finally got around to that. Good job, guys. You've only been around about 30 years. That's it. The film presents a humorous and surprisingly balanced history of recreational marijuana use in the late 20th century and features animation by Paul Mavrides' Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers. I don't know if you ever saw that cartoon. So anyway, it's got some crap in here from Mark Mothersbaugh and Cab Calloway and Cats in the Fiddle, a bunch of pot songs. Peter Tosh, who I was... Peter Tosh used to be with Bob Marley and the Wailers, and for whatever reason, those cats smoke a lot of dope. I don't know. It's religious. It's something. And they wear their big, thick dreads. And I was on stage at the Whiskey... No, excuse me. I was on stage at the Roxy introducing Peter Tosh one night when I was a disc jockey. And I was working for a local radio station, and it was those days where they'd say, and I guess they still do, can somebody from your station come out and introduce Mr. Tosh or get a DJ up there? So they said, Phil, do you want to do it? I said, sure. So this was at the Roxy on Sunset, and I went up to the Roxy, and I went backstage, and there was Tosh and his band, and these guys were smoking joints. They were cigars, is what they were. They were huge, huge, big, fat spliffs. And they were passing them around. You think they gave this white boy just one little knock on that stuff? Just maybe a little token? No, I got the secondhand smoke. It's about all I got. Blunts. These things weren't joints. They were blunts. And then he proceeded to go out on stage with this thing, blasting up all the way. I mean, he's just sucking on this joint the size of a sausage, the size of a Vienna sausage, and doing his show. I said, this is the first I know the audience smokes. I've never seen anybody on stage doing it. And I've seen a few bands out there like Small Faces. They used to have a bar up there. But I never, ever saw the, you know. So Tosh is in this thing. J.J. Cale, who's the guy that wrote Cocaine, is also on this. Does a tremendous version. It's his version, which obviously is the superior version to Clapton's, which we will hear in just a moment. And Quicksilver Messenger Service with a song called Fresh Air. And then there's another song here. Oh, it's by the Small Faces called Itchy Goo Park, which was a big controversy when that song came out because it talks about going to the park and laying on your back and looking at the clouds. And they thought it was a dope song. They still do. And they wanted to ban it from the radio, and somebody said, well, since when is hooky something that kids aren't supposed to? Like, every kid plays hooky. John Prine, Ian Whitcomb in Bluesville with You Turn Me On, and like I said, Cab Calloway and some other things. Cab Calloway is one of those early swing musicians that everybody attributes all this nefarious reefer and cocaine and opium use to. Either he was doing the stuff or he had a whole bunch of songs about it. And I don't know that that's for sure, but I do know that Cole Porter wrote a song that included the line, I get no kick from cocaine. I don't hear anybody saying Cole Porter's music was a degradation to the culture, you know? I mean, for years they had this cocaine line in there. Now, of course, you can't run that stuff. Cole Porter, smack freak. And we just saw here just moments ago on TV, Scott Weiland, he's cleaned up, is that right? Well, that's too bad. We're sorry to hear that, Scott. Stone Temple Pilots, is that a new CD? Why don't we play something off of that to end the show with? No, all right, forget it. We're not going to play no Stone Temple Pilots. Jesus, you should have. Schaefer looked like he was going to begin to vomit blood. As soon as I said Stone Temple Pilots, he says, no! No, you bet! All right, we haven't mentioned, it's been a long time, but we will, $147,000 we've raised for My Friend's Place. And we have not mentioned those guys in so long, I'm shocked that we're still selling CDs on a website, but we are. 147, geez, we'll be at 150, at this rate, we'll be at 150 grand in another 2 years. What a great showing by all of you fine people. So we appreciate that. And if you want to go to the website, it's philhendryshow.com. We are selling our CD there. It's $23.50, I think, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. So $147,000 is a pretty nice piece of change. And we're very proud of you, and we're thankful. My Friend's Place is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And I cannot believe that over the course of the last 3 years that we've been doing the CDs now, I think we've been doing three of them, that we've made an excess of almost $500,000. So that is, like, phenomenal. Really proud of that. Really proud of you. Thank you very much. Now, from Grass, here's a song about Coke. Let me start that all over again. From the movie Grass, here's a song about Coke.
Yeah.